Oh man, I had a terrible day today. You were trying to get hold of me yesterday, and I was in bed all day yesterday. I had my first meal this evening for 48 hours, because I've been pissing out my ass basically. But I had to go and do some shopping. We had to get dog food. I had to go and do this, that, and the other.
Dan wore the diaper.
I should have. So I go to this one supermarket, Lidl's, and thought it was a fart.
Oh.
Yeah. So then I've got the choice. Do I continue shopping or get in the car, sit in it, and drive home? I mean, it wasn't like I hadn't like totally shit myself. It was just like moist. I do a quick check. I can't feel it through my combat trousers. So I'm like, okay, I can't feel it. It probably isn't showing. My coat's below it anyway. No, a quick hand sniff. Like, okay, it doesn't sting. It's basically just like bile that's just come out of my ass, and it's just like, oh man. So I continue shopping. And so, you know, I'm starting to dry out a bit. And it's not too bad. And then I go, you know, finish off the rest of the shopping, go and get the dog food, and then go to the big supermarket and go and get all the other stuff. And I had to take back a bra and some panties from that my mum bought last time we were in. So, yeah, she didn't come. And so I had to take back two pairs of pants and a bra, and then this. You'd think it would be really simple. It's one shop, and it's Tesco's, and they are arseholes. And I'm like, okay, I need to bring these back. They're the wrong size. I'm going to spend money here. Can I have a credit note or something so I can just go and do my shop? And say, no, you have to come back here with £15 worth of stuff, and then we'll do it against that. And I was like, okay, so I go off and I do some shopping, and they have like this pack of dog food, two for a tenner, and then they have these sausages, two packs for £5. I was like, brilliant, there's the £15. I'll go and sort that. I was like, different woman. Oh no, it's got to be clothing, but I don't want clothing. And so I end up just like, well, actually, I could probably do with something else to wear. So I get myself a pair of combat shorts because I thought they'll be handy later. Yeah, mum starts going, you didn't get this, you didn't get that, you didn't get this. I'm like, I shit myself in Tesco's, mother.
Draw your sword, knock your arrows, and ready your spellbook. It's time for another episode of The Gamesman. What role will you play?
Greetings, guys, gals, and guildies, and welcome to the third quarter quell of The Gamesman. And if you don't know that because you haven't seen Hunger Games like some people, this is episode 75, and we're coming to you not live or anything, because we don't do that shit. But with me, as always, of course, is Mr. Harley Dan Natman. How are you, sir?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Feels weird. This is the wrong day.
Nah, it's fine. It is going to be weird because I do have another day off and I can edit the whole podcast on that day and not do what I did last week and not edit on Sunday because I was busy and shit. And it's probably because I got way too drunk the last podcast and I cut out a lot of shit.
Okay, but are you on speed this time? Because
yes.
Damn, you're talking quick.
Yes, very fast. Woo! I'm sorry, Chris, for getting really drunk by the end of the last podcast.
Actually, Chris and I messaged Chris on Skype, not in the conversation we were in, but just privately to him. Do I sound that drunk? And I was like, no.
Yeah, like, I just kept, like, I did something I never do, and, like, I was filling up my drink while we were podcasting. I was, like, super, super thirsty. Instead of making just, like, getting a water or something, I just kept filling up my drink, and I was, oh, I was pretty bad. I made it through two segments pretty good, and then the third one, I was just fucking died.
Yeah, you hit that wall, and it hit back hard.
I hit that wall and I was on the ground for the rest of the podcast. Like whenever Yoda would lay on the ground whenever we were podcasting.
Sure you don't want me to do the last bit? No.
And I completely re-recorded that trying to sound semi-drunk. It was terrible. I'm sorry. I won't get that drunk ever again. So I have this rum and coke in front of me. Oh, God. Yeah, I shouldn't drink that much. But this is going to be a short show because, well, I am tired as fuck after the crazy week that we just had. I've done six complete podcasts and edited four of those six. So I'm going to, well, I haven't had time to play fucking any games really. So yeah,
Yeah, you've been a right podcast whore this week.
Podcast whore, and I have another one I'm going to be on tomorrow. That's kind of why we're recording tonight, too. But, yeah, it's been crazy E3 shit. I mean, I just kind of jumped on Game Enthus thing on Sunday, because they're like, who wants to play a game while watching Bethesda's conference? I'm like, I'll do that. And then we ended up not playing the game at all because after it actually started, like, we stopped playing the game and started watching it instead. Cause
what
Doom
was
on.
Game?
Doom. Oh, what the game? I will mention it whenever I'm talking about my game. Because it was after the last podcast, so I can talk about it. One of the very few games I played. It's the last
one of
the
games
the
I don't have, isn't it?
Probably, cause I didn't even know it existed. But, Tiny was nice enough last week. I should put him in the, shoutouts for that. But yeah, it has been a crazy week. We're going to not talk that much about E3 except for the end, with our quest of the week and stuff, just because of, I think we've talked enough. We have three full podcasts, like hour long each, well, hour to hour, like 20 minutes or so.
There are a couple of things in the news that continue on from E3.
Yeah, but we tried to make it as not E3 as possible because I think people are fucking tired of E3 now.
Hell, I know I am.
Like, I list the podcasts, like, I was backtracking on podcasts last week and I was hearing pre-E3 stuff and it was kind of interesting to see, like, yep, that fucking didn't happen at all. Or, I am tired of hearing people talk about E3. So,
see, most of my predictions came true.
Yeah, we can talk about our predictions too at the end.
I can't remember what mine are, but I know most of them were right. I know I said there would be people dancing.
Yeah, but it wasn't nearly as much. But we'll talk about that a little later. Yeah. So let's get into some games we've been playing. So
not what we've been up to this week.
Well, you kind of already settled few things, and we already have a nice full thing from you from the day, but yeah, you can go over a few things from last week.
Well, not a huge amount, actually, really. The whole E3 thing, being ill, I missed out the whole of Friday, because I was in bed, and I woke up at one point. Some arsehole sent me a message on WhatsApp and my screen lit up and that woke me up a couple of hours later saying, what are you doing? And approved me. I was like, I think I managed
okay
to approve you and then fall back asleep.
Possibly. Yeah. Like just putting up post and show and shit and... And we're going to be writing an article, too. Woo. That's fun. I have it started. I'll go up probably tomorrow, hopefully.
if I can get Jason to put in his two cents too.
Yeah, I need to figure out what I actually enjoyed about the whole fucking thing. It certainly wasn't how my ass felt after watching the PC show, but... oh, and you know what? You know how tired I was after that PC show?
You didn't wake up for 3 days.
I couldn't get to sleep. I was lying in bed. And it was, no, I was lying in bed trying to get to sleep. I've taken like all the stuff I take to help me sleep, and I'm lying in bed and I hear my mum's carers come in and make her breakfast and stuff like that. And then eventually at about 10 o'clock in the morning, I fall asleep, and then mum wakes me up like an hour or so later, and I'm just like, ugh.
God.
So, yeah, but yeah, all the normal life shit that I'd say every week, not a lot's really happened. Oh, I got a new camera. Did I mention that last week?
Yes, you did.
All right.
Because you had that car show thing.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? Yeah. Yeah, all right, nothing new. What about you? Anything new?
My dad's moving out finally next week for good, and I decided to get an early start on moving his stuff. He hasn't come downstairs today, or he's going to kill me, because I moved his whole workbench. I even cleared out a whole area for, like, that shit, because I don't want it in the cellar, because that's where my bar is going. But yeah, it's just been E3 all week, podcasting, editing. I am tired. I don't feel right anymore. I haven't got sleep very much this week, and I'm just dying.
Then like, you got fairly excited about E3 this year, didn't you?
Well, I knew there was going to be something in there that I was excited about.
Yeah, and I knew there was going to be something in there that I was going to be excited about as well, because, well, Bethesda spoiled it for us.
Yeah, but, that was the thing.
But I just, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm getting old, it just doesn't...
There was a lot of things I saw this week that I was excited about, and there is some other stuff that I was not excited about, but we're not talking E3 until later, so we don't, people don't turn us off and be like, God, stop talking E3. So Dan, what have you been playing? Because
apart from Find the Toilet, I've been playing...
Find the toilet in the dark and aim the ass in the right direction.
Down is normally a good direction for aiming one's ass.
If you can make it to the toilet.
Yeah. Star Citizen, I spent ages downloading that. I mean, it took like 14 hours. Possibly longer, actually, come to think of it, to download it. And, man, I forgot how twitchy those controls are. I really need to relearn how to play Star Citizen, part of me's thinking I could just make the controls less responsive, but then I'm going to be an easier target. So I think I'm going to have to just get used to the game again. It's looking great. It's, you know, I've got my other ship. Actually, at the moment, you can fly every ship if you've got it.
Hey, I saw that actual press release thing.
Yeah.
Yay!
So,
because that was the headline.
Could be worth checking that out. Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. This game is...
amazing.
Gigantic. Huge.
Still don't believe you, by the way. I want to see this arrow in this guy's hand.
If I knew what the screenshot button was for... God Galaxy's beta, then I would have pressed it. Unfortunately, I'm past that bit now, so I can't do it. Maybe I can. But that doesn't mean these arrows still going to be there. But yeah, there was this guy performing an autopsy with an arrow through his hand, and I was like, hang on a minute, you're the only guy that had a bow. How the fuck did you do that? I bought a game. I picked it up anyway, before going, Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. I've read a bit of your reviews, and the area I'm at the moment is kind of the mainland that you start in, and I still have something like 40 undiscovered areas and a shitload of missions.
Goddamn.
There's another place that I need to go to for the story called Skellige, and apparently that place is pretty much just as huge. I have no idea how many hours I have in this game. It's quite a few.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot right now.
And I have barely scratched the freaking surface. And that's part of the problem with these massive open world games. They've got to fill them with stuff. But I'm really enjoying it. I really want to keep playing it.
That's always good to have in a game.
Yeah, apparently I've played 41 hours and 13 minutes, but that's only what GOG's tracked, because I played a bit of it through Steam, and that didn't track it through GOG. So, yeah, I guess I'm probably around about 60 hours, and I'm going to have to buy the expansion pass.
Nice.
Just because this... I am noticing issues. Hopefully the new patch is going to sort that out. I'm getting a lot more pop-in than I used to. So, you know, I'll be riding around. So, oh, it's a green field. And then, oh, there's a load of flowers here. Where do they come from? That's partly my aging graphics card and partly the code of the game, to be honest. So, got to, you know, hopefully DirectX 12 and the new graphics card in the new year will sort all that out. Talking of GOG, there's a sale on at the moment, just like there's a Steam sale, only it's a GOG sale, so it's even cheaper. So I picked up This War of Mine for like £7. So half price, basically. So I shall be downloading that later on tonight and giving that a go, because it seems like just the bleak kind of game that will really appeal to me. Actually, it's slightly... it's one of the games that Fallout Shelter kind of reminds me of. Because, you know, in This War of Mine, you've got your settlement, the place you're staying in, you've got to go out on raids and you've got to manage everything, and Fallout Shelter's kind of like that, but on a phone, and it's set in the Fallout universe. But you
can't get it yet.
Yeah. Couple of months, apparently.
That's too long.
Yeah. That is too long. Considering there are more Android users than iOS users. But then, of course, there are a lot more old Android devices out. Well, no, actually, there aren't a lot more old Android devices out there, because there's a hell of a lot more old iOS devices out there. There's like Gen 1 iPod Touches and the first iPhones that people still use. So.
Yeah, but I mean, with iOS devices, like, everyone upgrades every 6 months anyway.
Yeah, because they're rich idiots.
Yes.
Much like console gamers. So, talking of phones, I've obviously still been playing my phone games. I've passed episode 15 of that CSI game. I'm nearly at the end of episode 16. Of that CSI Hidden Crimes game.
Still haven't played it.
You still haven't played it. Yeah, you're still not helping me out, you bastard. Final Fantasy. Fast and Furious Legends. I've even set up a crew. We've got a TGM crew on that. If you want to join it, let me know. It's lowercase t, capital G with like a cedilla, you know, a little squiggle underneath, and then a lowercase m. If you can't get in, send me a tweet or whatever. Let me know. I'll boot someone out And basically my rule is if you don't play the game for... I'm being quite lenient at the moment. I think I've got it at 3 weeks. If I see someone hasn't played it for about 3 weeks, then I kick them out. Because I want people that are playing to be part of the crew.
Good old Fraser Moore on that shit with his Canadian cult that he's no longer a part of.
yeah. But, you know, it's good fun, you know, fun kind of little racing game. Really easy, even for people that can't play racing games like Gary. You just have to touch the sides of the screens. It's really easy.
I never said I couldn't play a racing game. I don't like playing racing games.
That's because you can't play them.
I like how pretty they look. I like the shinies.
Ooh, shiny. Shiny. I actually, if anyone's got a spare copy of Project Cars, send it my way, because I really want to play that. What else? Yeah, a couple of other crappy mobile games. Jason Johnson, aka Teflon 12, he was talking about a series of movies, and I can't remember what the hell it was, but I picked it up on Good Old Games, and it's a series of the games or something. It's about a group of D&D players who I've deleted it from my phone. There's no point in me looking, is there? And that's not going to help me because it doesn't show me my movies on that. So let me just have a quick bit of The Gamers Director's Cut. I watched that last night. It's all right. I mean, hopefully there's four other movies in the series. I'm hoping that maybe they get a bit better. But at the moment, if you're interested, I mean, it was fun. You know, it kind of reminded me of maybe, you know, someone's, you know, college projects, you know. But yeah, it wasn't bad. But yeah, I've still got to see The Hands of Fate, Natural One, Humans and Households, and Darkness Rising. I picked them all up dirt cheap. And at the moment, they're all, well, you might as well say 60% off, because if it's not 60% off, it's 59% off. I don't know why they decided that two of the movies should be 1% more expensive, but they have, so.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, other than that, did a few podcasts about,
yeah, we did. Some little thing.
Yeah, trying to think of something extremely excruciating, but now I can't think of a word for coccyx. It starts with E. So yeah, that's about it. This chair is not comfortable. Gary, what have you been playing?
Okay. Ah, God. Yeah, so Brain Age Express Math, I'm playing that. Minecraft, played a little bit of that, kind of figured out maybe I'll do something. Didn't do too much. I was just, Rogue was on and I was like talking to him. I was like, you know what? I'm fucking tired of doing E3 stuff, so I'm gonna jump on here. And then I didn't do much.
See, I want the Rift version of Minecraft, to be able to work like the HoloLens version, only I don't need to have, you know, so I can still kind of have all that zooming in and out and moving around and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could do that easily with the Rift as well as with the HoloLens. It's just really cool the way it worked with the HoloLens. But
oh, fucking so cool.
I keep buying up my mum's coffee table thinking, I wonder if I'd have to take all the stuff off the coffee table, or if it would just...
I would say yes, because I have a feeling that would, like, fuck everything. Somehow, like, you'd see it, because, you know, it's putting a projection over it, but it's not actually coming up, so you still see that, say, like, you know, how the world came up, and say you have a glass in the middle of the table, you still see that in front of everything.
Yeah, but when they had it all set up with the camera, so the camera could see what the HoloLens, the guy was going to see, you couldn't see the guy through Minecraft. It was all blocked out. It wasn't, like, translucent or anything.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyway, moving on. So, we were watching the PC conference, and Tony from Nintendo Oku was like, I'm playing Smash, who wants to play it? And I was like, sure, I'll play it, and his son was on. And his son is really good at Smash. Like, really good at Smash. So,
how old's his son?
I don't know, he has like 20 kids. I don't know which one this was. I'm guessing around 7 or 8.
Right. 7 or 8 year olds have, like, incredible reflexes.
Oh yeah, I mean, we all have great reflexes until we get older, and then they'll go away. Yeah, he was just, like, insane. I won, like, one or two of the rounds we did. I think we had, like, 6 or 7 altogether, and his son won, like, every time. Except for those, like, one or two times I won. But yeah, his son was crazy, good at it. I mean, I haven't played Smash since it came out, so I'm not that great anyway, but... Oh, man. Like, I was just trying to survive, and he's like, Rob, I'm gonna beat shit out of you. I'm like, no, stop beating shit out of me, I hate you. And I don't have a character. He just used his Me Brawler character. I kept switching up, trying to find a character I really liked.
Stop picking on me, you'll get banned!
Yeah. So that was fun. I haven't played Smash in a while. Kinda hope we do it some more, cause it's fun. And then the game, alluded to earlier, The whole thing from the Game Enthuse Bethesda coverage. We were playing Duck Game, and it's a
duck.
No, not that duck game. Uh-huh. Goose. Apparently it's one of those like Adult Swim games, and the only one I can think is the only Adult Swim game I've ever played was the, like, weird unicorn one, and I can't remember what the hell it was called, but it was basically, like, a constant runner until you, like, hit a wall or something like that. And then play some weird music in the background. But yeah. Duck Game. It's a shooter. I don't know how to explain it. It's like a little arena shooter. It's all 2D. It's got platforms that you can jump around, all that stuff. And there's, like, guns, grenades, flamethrowers, rocket launchers, all this different stuff. And if you get hit with a flamethrower, you turn into a fucking cooked duck, and it was awesome.
A bit like Small Arms.
I've never played
which
that.
Which is a bit like Super Smash Brothers, but with guns.
Possibly. It would be like, if I like the other game I played, it has a few arena modes, but it's different. It's a bit like, Speedrunners is like Mario Kart ish in like the sense of it has items that you pick up while running. But they've made Smash Brothers arenas out of it. So it has that feeling where it's all in like 2D plane and just going around on these platforms trying to shoot people. It's one shot, one, you know, kill. So, you're hit, you're dead. So it's whoever shoots first and shoots accurately enough, because it only uses WASD, and I can't remember what the other two keys were to make it to shoot your gun or pick it. I think it was like C and V or something like that for like shooting and picking up stuff or throwing.
That's some really handily placed keys there.
Yeah, I need to play with the controller because it wasn't working out too well. It was, you know, you basically only use one hand for the whole game because I don't like having both my hands like so damn close together. And I don't know if you can remap or not, but, it was a lot of fun. I kind of want to play more, but yeah, we just fucking stopped playing as soon as Doom showed up. It was funny because we were in with a random guy and he just kept winning because we were just standing still on the screen. But yeah, that was a fun little game. Other than that, I guess I said I was going to say last week what I bought on Steam, but I forgot what I bought, so I have it up here now. So I bought Pac-Man Championship Edition DX Plus, Child Light, Wolfenstein, The Old Blood, Shine, Back to Bed, The Vanishing of Ethan Carter, I got Duck Game as a gift, Mutant Muds Deluxe, So Many Me, Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes, Dynasty Warriors 8 Extreme Legends Complete Edition. I've been waiting for this to go on a good sell, so I finally picked up. Mine Path to Thalamus. Postal 2 was gifted to me by Lee, because he wants me to kill more people, apparently. So I might give that a go, and hell, if it's short, I may beat the game. And then, I bought the, 7 Days to Die. I bought a 2-pack of that. And gave it to somebody. Yeah, other than that, that's really it for our weeks, our games and stuff. This lasts a lot longer than I thought it was going to last. So we're going to take a little break, and you're not going to get real music because, well, I don't normally do real music. If you want to suggest something, go ahead, I'll put it in. But we're going to move on to news, so we'll be back in a little bit.
These scars long have yearned for your tender caress. To bind our fortunes, damn what the stars are. Rend my heart open, then your love profess. A winding, weaving fate to which we both atone. You flee, my dream
comes. All right, we are back, and it's time for some news, and I'm going to take the first little bit. So, Dan, you know that amazing system called Ouya?
Oh, yeah, the one Lee's got.
Yeah, the thing that's been doing so well since it launched.
Yeah, the one that Lee's got and has been gathering dust.
It's got, like, an inch of dust on it. I thought it was so cool whenever, you know, I first saw it. It was, like, this little box thing. And it's, like, Android stuff.
My phone is more powerful. And I can plug that into my TV and a controller into it. And I was like, why would I bother? I'm taking the piss a bit. You know, it's an open platform because it's Android. It's an open platform. You can make games for Android really easily.
But the other thing that matters is they're being bought by Razer. This has reportedly been acquired by Razer, so maybe they haven't.
Maybe they haven't.
Just like Google bought Twitch, and then Amazon came in and bought Twitch. So I don't know.
They were going to buy Twitch, and
oh yeah, that's right. Something conflicted or something, so they didn't. Yeah, that's what it was. So Razer bought Twitch. Apparently, they've been searching for a buyer because they're like failing miserably. I don't know if they're trying to compete with the other consoles or whatever, but they definitely didn't do as good as they, you know, were hoping for, you know, raising fucking over $8 million.
Well, no,
or $9 million or whatever.
I think this is probably gonna be similar to whoever it was buying on live and ending it the other month, which really pissed me off because on live was freaking awesome for me whilst I was in hospital, being able to play games like The Witcher 2 on my phone and The Witcher. Yeah, it's freaking awesome. You plug in a controller and I'm playing AAA games. Yeah! I can't do that anymore. Thanks, you bastards.
I don't know if they'll kill Ouya. Who knows?
No, I think, part of the problem is that the build quality of the controllers was utter shit, apparently.
Yeah, their controllers were horrible.
They looked amazing, though, when they started off. You know, when you saw the Kickstarter, those controllers looked freaking awesome. And now it just turns out you look at them funny and they fall apart. okay, now I'm taking the piss a bit. But I can see this maybe Razor with their whole you know, stuff they're doing.
They got the Shield and
yeah,
all
the Shield
that shit.
And all of that. Maybe they're, you know, trying to get this into the Android market as well. And they're either doing that or they're just getting rid of some sort of getting a bigger foothold in the market by getting rid of a tiny bit of competition.
And then the Ouya 2 comes out next year.
No, I don't think we're ever going to see an Ouya 2. A, the name shit. B, the first one flopped.
Oh, come on.
C,
Ouya. I love watching that shit. But really, that's all with that. Let's move on to the next piece.
Okay, well, the next piece, apparently, Valve has seen Steam surpass 10 million users at the same time. It's only taken 12 years, but,
it's probably because of that damn clicky game.
Yeah, probably. On the, actually slightly old news, on the 14th of June, there were 10 million people.
Hey, it's still
people.
The last week, we're good.
That's true. There were 10 million people using Steam at the same time, which was at the beginning of its summer sale, which I've not been that, you know, enamored with. There's nothing really been there going, oh, which has been good because I've had no money. It always happens. Steam sale, I'm broke. It is what always happens. But yeah, it's getting there, and the number of concurrent Steam users has been steadily rising alongside the number of active accounts. Apparently the number of active accounts surpassed 125 million in February. Now, how many of those accounts are ones that are active but just trying to fish?
I had you as a friend on there.
Which has stopped.
Yay.
Now they've got, what is it, a $5 minimum spend. They've got some... that's put them off.
I think it is the $5 thing.
Which is ridiculous, because my account is worth a hell of a lot more than $5. Of course, I'm also not an idiot. So I have the app on my phone, and you have my phone in your hand and get the number from my phone and put it in within a certain time to access it from another machine. So if you can't do that, then, well, you're fucked really, aren't you? Anyway, what's next?
Yeah, well, so CryEngine, apparently adding support for Oculus, Android, and Linux, apparently with their, latest update 3.8.1, they brought out a new feature called OpenGL, or the OpenGL renderer, and it supports all three of those platforms.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah. It says that they hope to deliver support to, Android TV devices, which apparently have been, growing rather rapidly, lately. So.
Well, yeah. I've got a little it's like a large thumb drive that goes into an HDMI port on the back of my mum's TV, which is an Android device, and it basically turns her TV into a smart TV. It's probably too old to actually benefit for this, but hell, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, apparently, you know, trying to get into those TVs and stuff. And the latest support is kind of so people can make stuff for the, the SteamOS based stuff that's gonna come out.
I thought for 1 minute you were gonna say Ouya.
Yes, for the Ouya stuff that's coming out. Yeah, we're doing it for Ouya too. I mean, people can make stuff for Ouya. I don't know. I'm sure you still make stuff for Ouya. I mean, it's still there.
Look.
They're just being bought, you know, until they say, hey.
If you're making it for Ouya, aren't you just really, when it comes down to it, making it for Android?
Yeah. I don't know exactly how the... I never looked into how Ouya works, because I never really planned on getting one myself. So, I wasn't too worried about it. I'm guessing you just... I don't know if you have to, like, port it to Ouya, or if it's on the Play Store, then it could be played on Ouya.
I think it has its own little store that you can...
I guess you can, you know, put it up to be approved, and if it's Android-based, then it should work on there. Yeah,
and if you're a user of the Ouya, apparently you can try everything as a demo. Which is something I do like. There's been a dearth of demos. Demos used to be what sold games to me. You know, I'd try a demo of a game that I wasn't too sure about, and I'd be like, actually, yeah, this is really cool. And quite often it would also turn out that the best bit of the game was the demo. The trailers you see for movies where... You know, it's a comedy, and they show you all the jokes in the trailer, and then you're sat there for 2 hours going, well, I've just wasted £10. Thanks.
With this, they're saying, they're also bringing other improvements, like 3DS. Hey, they're bringing 3DS support? What? 3DS Max 2016, Maya 2016, and Motion Builder 2016. And then various other improvements to the engine rendering systems.
And well, that's pretty cool. I mean, CryEngine is responsible for some of the most beautiful games that are around. And
most PC-intensive games, too.
True, but, you know...
And one of the greatest games to come out sometime soon.
I was just thinking of playing the next Crysis with a Rift. That's the thing that pisses me off. Oculus is the company. Rift is the product. They mean support for Rift, Android, and Linux, not Oculus. Oculus is a company. That's like saying, oh, yeah, we've got support for BP and... It's like, no, it's the Rift. It's not Oculus. Fuckwits.
Well, that's the way for this one, so let's move on to the next piece of news.
Well, this bit's a slight divergence from the whole gaming thing, but it's got something to do with computers, so fuck it, why not add it? Google is excluding something from its internet searches, and...
We bring you the best news.
They're excluding revenge porn. Basically, the company is issuing forms for people to request such content to no longer show up in searches, as images serve only to degrade victims, predominantly women. Which is true. So basically, the story is basically Google are planning to exclude revenge porn from its internet searches in the future, limiting the spread of unauthorized nude or sexually explicit photos and videos posted on websites by spurned ex-partners without the subject's consent. Which, yeah, fine. I understand that. I get that. But it is also against what the internet means and stands for, which is the freedom of information. But anyway, Amit Singhal, senior vice president, Terry, sorry if I've mulled your name there, announced in a post on the Google public blog, the public policy blog on Friday, the company would soon issue online forms through which members of the public would be able to request that revenge porn content involving them no longer show up in Google searches. A bit like people have been able to request stuff about them being taken off Google searches. So anyway, links to such images will not be included in Google search results on that person, but they will remain online.
Well, it's not like Google can take them off entirely.
Exactly. Singhal said that Google had no control over the websites to which such images were originally posted. By cutting links out of searches will help limit the damage to the victims of revenge porn, predominantly women, he said. And this step is, it is a major shift for what is the leading search engine, in the world, which normally resists attempts at censorship on the internet because they kind of understand what the internet's meant to be. But they've decided to make an exception regarding the unauthorized sharing of nude photos, images often posted by ex-spouses or partners, which actually tend to be men, or extortionists demanding money to take down such pictures without the consent of the people shown. Revenge porn images are intensely personal and emotionally damaging and serve only to degrade the victims, predominantly women. Singhal wrote, laws against the publishing of revenge porn has been passed in 21 US states, and legislation for a federal ban is expected to be introduced in Congress later this year. Twitter, Facebook, and Reddit have already banned nude photos from being posted without the subject's permission. In fact, I think Facebook have banned anything resembling a breast from being posted because they're idiots. But yeah, if you want to post revenge porn and get a high click, maybe use a different, you know, get people to search, you know, I don't know, does Ask Jeeves still exist? Yeah, there's plenty of other ways.
If you're posting revenge porn, you're probably a dick.
Well, true, but link me the pics. I'm lonely.
Oh, dear.
Hey! Okay, what's next?
Another VR headset, yay! Because that's all we fucking need anymore. Is more VR. I was fine with just Oculus. So, yeah.
Stockholm.
Yes. The parent company of, you know, Payday 2, that awesome heist game that's better than GTA 5's heist, probably. Starbreeze Studios. Now I'm trying to think if it's better. I don't know. Starbreeze Studios is, making a VR headset under the name Project Star VR. And this has basically come out of their, you know, success over Payday 2 and all the money they're getting and stuff like that, craziness.
Yeah, they've had some big profits, haven't they?
Yeah, with, you know, the original Payday and now Payday 2, and I guess they're making a Walking Dead game that I didn't know about, but that's made by their subsidiary, Overkill Games.
Considering how much that they had in losses, and now they're making profits. That's gotta help. I mean, what was it? 14 million in losses, roughly?
14.4 million. Yes. Yeah. And that's over like 15 years, just them losing money. So why they kept up with it after, you know, 15 years? Not doing well. Good to see that somebody can pull it around.
I hope their Walking Dead game isn't as shit as that other Walking Dead game that...
What the hell is that called?
I can't remember, but it was shit and it wasn't.
I'm sure nobody remembers. Yeah, it was a pretty bad game. I think it was like Survival Instinct, actually. I think that's what it was called. But yeah, they offered to buy a new, reportedly VR capable engine for $8.6 million. I wish I had that much money to just throw around. You probably shouldn't do this. Just fucking use another thing. God damn it.
The only one I haven't tried. Well, the only two I haven't tried. One because one's not out and one because the other one's stupidly hard to get a hold of. Basically, DevKit 1 I've tried, DevKit 2 I've tried, Crescent Bay, really hard to get a hold of. It only went to a few developers and then the next one, which is the consumer version, which isn't out yet, so I haven't been able to try it. Hopefully I'll be able to try it.
Maybe by EGX.
Yeah, maybe. Assuming I can actually find somewhere that isn't stupidly expensive to stay, I might end up sleeping in my car.
Nothing wrong with that.
For five nights. I'm planning
on, if you can sleep in his garage or something.
I'm planning on putting the back seats down and an airbed. And a sleeping bag.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I think I'd get used to that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, it's big enough to fit a double airbed, hopefully.
Oh, you don't even really need an airbed. Come on. Dave, be a man.
I'm pushing 40. I need an airbed. I vow.
Not pushing 40 for another 4 years. Come on.
3.5.
Whatever. Let's keep moving on with news. We need to start going through this shit.
Okay, well, I wanted this one, but you've got it, so...
No.
Oh, no. I've been talking about your bit anyway, so I've got this one as well. Yay! So, in our E3 thing, the third episode, we did a PC thing, and we talked about AMD's Project Quantum PC. And the guys at PC Gamer have managed to get a kind of closer look at it. And holy fuck, this thing's amazing.
How amazing is it, Dan?
It's fucking amazing. Considering how tiny it is. I mean, it's like, oh, the its footprint is like 10 inches square. And it's what, 8 inches tall? 8-9 inches tall, roughly. It's a mini PC. And mini PCs are nothing new. Okay, that's fine. But the president from AMD said that it's a 16 teraflop gaming system. Apparently PC World rated it a 17.2 teraflop gaming system. Either way, it's a lot more horsepower than you'd normally see in something that you can pick up and hold in one hand. It's basically got a 180mm radiator and fan in the top part and all the other compartments in the lower part, like with wiring and flexible hosing running through this central trunk. And it looks like a dumbbell for someone with the smallest hands ever, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of nuts. Basically, apart from the only thing that isn't made like brand new by AMD is, well, pretty much the rest of it, because it's not powered by an AMD CPU. It's got Intel's Devil Canyon Core i7 4790K chip. Which actually outmuscles anything AMD currently has on the market. And apparently it's a mini ITX, standard mini ITX design. So I guess you could put an AMD CPU in there. It looks really cool. It lights up red. I like that. But the case itself is, well, it's not exactly standard, is it, Gary?
No, not really.
It does look like dumbbells for someone they're either really massive dumbbells to fit a normal hand in or normal sized dumbbells that you can put just the tiniest baby hand in for baby weight training. It's the gap between the two bits with the tube in them. It's very small. I'm not entirely sure, but anyway, the case, it was, machined and built by hand. It relies on an external power supply. The water blocks were custom machined out of pure copper and less than 12 of them were made. And they were all to showcase AMD's new graphics card. Apparently, AMD planning to bring either the card or the entire thing to market. We're not entirely sure, but apparently this thing can run pretty much every single game at 4K at 60 frames per second or even 90 frames per second without any trouble. And this thing's tiny. Chris Hook is quite saying, as I challenged AMD's engineering team, I said, look, give me all the performance you can get in a desktop tower PC, but put in something small and compact and beautiful, something I can put in my living room, something that when I choose Oculus headsets that we're delivering 90 frames per second. And this is what AMD's come up with. It's got a cool little triangular power button on the front. It's got all the outputs on the back. It's got a horrible looking power supply that's separate to it. And it is apparently whisper quiet, which is a direct result of the water cooling system that according to this actually resides in the bottom half of the device. Conflicting information here. And there's a single fan at the top half. It's got, dual Fiji GPUs with 4 gigs of HBM RAM, high bandwidth memory RAM, which doesn't sound like a lot, but high bandwidth memory RAM can process stuff a hell of a lot faster. An Intel i, as we said earlier. And that's probably a placeholder because AMD's new Zen CPUs are coming out next year. The power supply is a bit of a brick. It reminds me of the Xbox 360 power brick, only bigger, maybe.
I mean, it kind of needs it just because you can't fit it in there.
Yeah.
Which is fine for me. I mean, hell.
But hell, this thing looks amazing. But am I going to get one of those? No, I'm quite happy having a massive box of a PC.
Alright, I'm stopping you there.
Okay.
So we can move on and finish this stuff up. Because
but this
there's
is
a
so
fucking car.
Dull.
But yeah, but no, it's fucking cool.
It's not
there's a self driving
cool.
car. Come on, it's a self driving car made by Google. That's probably gonna be the next Google Maps car. And maybe it'll go on more roads. Who knows? I don't know how the fuck they're doing this shit. But it's a car that drives itself, and shop, we had to find news, okay? We had to get some news for this week that wasn't about E3.
Okay, you know what, though? These cars are going to be programmed to kill the driver.
If somebody's driving in it, they do say, this says here, it's like, benefits to be had from self-driving cars, such as reducing 94% of accidents caused by human error and cutting down on traffic and allowing those who are physically unable to drive, and I like how it has here, from the intoxicated to the elderly, to get from point A to point B.
Yeah, well, that's still not going to help because you'll still be down in the UK for being drunk in charge of a vehicle. Even if you're not driving it, if you're sat there and it's driving you.
That's like I got pulled over and Courtney got a ticket for disorderly conduct because they didn't give her like a DUI or anything because, well, she wasn't driving anyway. They gave her a ticket for being drunk in the passenger seat, which doesn't fucking make sense to me. So fuck them.
No, that doesn't make sense to me at all. I mean, the amount of times I've got a taxi from one place to another because I've been absolutely arseholed and couldn't be asked to walk. As long as the driver's not drunk or doing anything illegal, then what does it matter if the person in the back's passed out because they've drunk too much alcohol? But yeah, these self-driving cars.
It just reminds me of iRobot, where the car's driving everyone everywhere.
They are going to have to be programmed to, in certain situations, kill the driver.
Come on, like, you were looking at that car that can park itself. What's wrong with the car driving you everywhere?
Okay, I'll tell you what's wrong.
I shouldn't ask the question. I'm sorry, listeners.
The car's driving you along, and an accident happens, and there's basically two actions it can take, which is one, go straight into the accident and kill you, or two, veer onto the pavement, the sidewalk, and run over a load of people there and kill them, but not kill you.
It's even better. Or I can stop.
No, assuming it can't stop. Maybe.
It's going to stop because they'd have a plan. Right now, okay, this isn't maybe, even made for.
Maybe there's been an oil truck or something, and there's stuff on the road, and it can't stop. So it basically has the choice.
Well, that's a little bit different than it.
Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't have a choice. If it tries to brake, then it's going to slide and run into something if it's oil.
Right.
I mean,
and it has the choice of either trying to save you, but possibly killing a load of pedestrians, or killing you. It's going to
be smart enough to move.
No, it's got to be able to make that decision. The decision the person would make behind the wheel would be doing their best not to kill themselves or anyone else, but self-preservation would kick in, and you try to, but you might end up running over
people. Everyone
else. The car is going to kill you rather than the other people because it has to sort of programming not to kill other people.
Let's put it this way. If there's a turnover tractor trailer with oil leaking out of it, it's not going to be on a road where there's pedestrians just walking on the side. Unless there's people that got out of their cars to look at this thing, I don't know. Because normally that's on highways and not just random.
You've got to admit it's a possibility.
Anything can be a possibility, but anyway, we don't care about that. Because this thing doesn't go over 25 miles an hour.
But you've got to admit it is a possibility.
I think it'll stop at 25 miles an hour, though.
Yeah, at the moment.
Yeah, I mean,
at the moment,
all these
they don't
cars...
go over 25 miles an hour.
But eventually, the stuff's going to happen.
I nearly had an accident today, actually. Apart from the accident, I did actually have. No, before I even got to the shops, I was on a national speed limit road, so 60 miles an hour, and I'm doing 60 miles an hour. I come round this corner. A police car has just pulled over some old guy going the other way, and he is on my side of the road and then reversing back to go behind the person he's just pulled over. And if he'd have been any closer to the corner, I would probably be in hospital. I wasn't speeding. I wasn't even doing 60, but luckily, I hadn't taken any diazepam and my reactions were fine. And I was like, hold on the anchors. I was like, shit, police car right in front of me. Hold on the brakes. And just went past them. But I was like, Jesus, man, there's like a lay-by just a bit further down the road. Why didn't you pull him over there instead of just past a blind corner from the direction I'm coming from? I mean, say, Jesus. I mean, you'd think the police would have some sort. No, maybe not.
Anyway, let's keep moving on with this. So, it's going to have sensors that remove blind spots, kind of like new cars have now. Like, they have all those sensors so you know if somebody's next to you and, you know, you're pulling over and it's like, oh shit, I shouldn't be pulling over to someone I can't see.
My mom's car's not going to park itself.
You say it's not going to park itself?
Yeah.
Well, that's because you're not going to,
Focus or Fiesta or whatever.
Oh, no, we're getting Ford Focus Estate, but to get the one that parks itself was like another $1,500.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
So
when we only had to pay £200, $1,500 is a lot more.
Yeah. So they're saying with this, so it doesn't cause a PR backlash, it's not going to exceed 25 miles an hour. It's going to have safety drivers on board right now.
Completely the removable steering wheel.
Yeah, so it's going all Mad Max where they can move and put in their skull, like...
Oh, you can have so much fun with that, can you? When it's driving along, you just take the steering wheel off and go, oh my god! Oh my god, look what's happened!
Yeah. That would be amazing. Oh, shit. Help me, I can't turn.
Okay, Google have recently revealed that its vehicles have been involved in a total of 11 accidents.
But it says that none of those accidents were a fault of the vehicles themselves.
But that's 11 accidents that wouldn't have happened without Google's self-driving cars on the road.
Well, I mean, if you place another car that could have been that spot instead of them...
Yeah, maybe the person driving might have avoided it.
Damn it, Dan. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Sorry, I just...
Listen to the last piece of news.
They've got to do a Let It Flow one.
This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government.
Okay. All right. Last piece of news. Let's get off third page because that was random.
Okay. Well, if we haven't lost any listeners from that, we're probably going to now because we're talking about Ubisoft and Assassin's Creed Syndicate. But apparently, scanning through for this guy's name because it doesn't seem to be mentioned anywhere here. There we go. Creative director Mark Alex Cote, or Cote, or however you pronounce it, it's French. He is promising that the PC version will shine. Now, we've got to admit, over the past few years, Ubisoft games, when they've come out of the PC, they've generally either arrived a few weeks late or a few weeks more or just been utter shite. And then you got Unity, which really didn't go well. Although it did make it on schedule, but it had to delay one of their patches to make it actually playable. But with Syndicate, apparently, they're taking a different approach. They've got an internal team that's dedicated to the PC version. And one of the things...
A dedicated team that prevents face melting.
I kind of like the freakiness, but...
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, it's funny to see, but it's not something you just want to be in your game completely, because that's not the game. That's just
the
fucked
first
up
time
shit.
You see it, you're like, whoa! Yeah, and then after a while, there's another one. And then you like the random people running, and the people running in the air and stuff like that. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, I've seen people walk up invisible steps. That was great.
Yeah, no, I'm levitating people, not even steps, just walking along as if there's the weird gravity issues. But anyway, they've got an internal team dedicated to the PC version. One of the things they're happy about is they're really taking their time with the PC version to really make it shine. Apparently, they want the game to work really well on the PC day one, which is why it's not the same launch date as Xbox One and the PS4 versions. It's going to come a bit later in autumn. But he thinks it'll be worth the wait. Anyway, they're working really hard on optimizing the game, make it run smoother on a wider range of PCs. And when the question of Unity's abysmal performance on high-end hardware came up and said, we're really dedicating a team to working on this and making sure it shines. Of course, you might remember that Ubisoft previously rededicated itself to the PC last year, just a few months before the launch of Unity. But I'm kind of looking forward to this. This is the first time in ever that I've looked forward to an Assassin's Creed, because I'm really tempted just to do a voiceover video of the entire game with me making
it. No, you need to do that. Like, it's not a question. That should happen. But I think it's, you know, it's in an era you know very well, and it's, well, like you say in your area anyway, your fucking house that you live in is older than America's been founded, so...
Oh, the house my mother... I don't know how old the building I live in is. I think it might be older.
That place has to be super damp by now.
Well, yeah, I've not been in it.
You've been there in a while.
Yeah, but it was damp to start with. Everything's going to reek. I'm going to have to launder the entire house. But yeah, anyway. Apparently, Syndicate's coming to the consoles on the 23rd of October, and on the PC some point after that, possibly before the end of the year. When I say the consoles, I mean the current gen, not last gen.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of found out with Unity, it's not coming back to last gen.
So yeah.
Anything else with that?
Yeah, actually, if you are clinging onto your Xbox 360 because of the games, and you saw that E3 thing about, oh, being able to play old game, you can't play all of them. They plan to have 100 by, what, Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna keep adding them, but still, at least, they're working.
When they said holiday, I guess they meant Christmas holiday, not summer holiday.
Yes. I didn't even think there was such thing as summer holiday.
Oh, there is in the UK, because... fuck, that's the... Oh, it's raining.
Oh, God. Anyway, we done with this? Can we move on?
Yeah, I think that's the news done, isn't it?
Yay. Because I gotta pee, so...
Well, in that case, I'll have a cube.
Do I have a cube? What the fuck's a cube? Cube.
Well, a cube is a geometrical shape.
Damn it, Dan. We know what a cube is.
Then why did you ask what a fucking cube was?
I don't know. Well, there's an 8-ball, and an 8-ball is taken a couple different ways depending on drug addicts, but... a cube could be something weird. I don't know what you do on your off time. Anyway, we're going to take a break.
Reminded me of that movie. It was an old 80s.
The Cube.
Gleaming. Yes. No, Gleaming the Cube.
Okay, that sounds wrong and sexualish.
It's not wrong and sexualish and sexy at all. It was either BMX or skating. I think it was skateboarding, I think.
Of course. Anyway, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the Quest of the Week cleanup, and we're going to get out of here. So we'll be back in a little bit. We are back, and we're getting a Quest of the Week, which we asked you this week. What was your favorite announcements that have come out of E3? And got a few. First one is from Iron Hander. Is Final Fantasy VII Remake? Yeah! Dark Souls 3? Jason will appreciate that. And Lee. and most of Sony's lineup. There was a lot of good things there. I think Microsoft had a lot more that I was interested in. But yeah. Dan, what's the next one?
Okay, well, next up, it's Jason Johnson, a.k.a. Teflon 12, and yeah, he's excited for Mass Effect Andromeda and Halo Warzones, which is part of Halo 5, isn't it? Cool 4.
Yeah, it's their multiplayer thing to it. And next up is Jason's Life, like he says, Star Wars Battlefront. He says Star Wars Battlefront 2, but it's only Star Wars Battlefront, isn't
it? Yeah, because Star Wars Battlefront 2's been out for like 10 years.
So, like, revamped it on.
Yeah. Star Wars Battlefront, Microsoft, yeah!
Microsoft HoloLens and Horizon Zero Dawn, which fucking Zero Dawn looks so cool. I'll be talking about that in a minute. Yeah, you do. And he says honorable mentions, Cuphead, which is fucking so cool. Oh, I can't wait. I like, that's a game, like, super, really, really want to play. Uncharted 4, he says, was not impressed by Star Fox 64. He was so excited about that game, like, before E3, he was like, yes, Star Fox, it's gonna be awesome, amazing, yeah. And then he, like, fucking, like, doesn't even want to talk about Nintendo anymore. So, Nintendo, you lost a fan because of doing bad shit.
Star Fox could have been the game that made me buy a Wii U.
It is not the not the space sim you're looking for.
No. Well, next up, it's from Pebbles 91010. She says, out the Gamesman RPG. Hashtag DGM Quest. So many great things. Fallout 4. Kingdom Hearts. Gears of War. I have to say, though, Bethesda really did it this time. And there's one thing I thought about Doom, actually. It didn't look right. The color scheme was all wrong. It was really orange. It needed to be more stark and black and red. But other than that, it was freaking awesome.
Yeah, we'll see. So, Dan, what did you think? What's the stuff that came out to you from E3 this year?
Well, first of all, was how much my ass hurt after sitting through 2.5 hours of the PC thing that happened.
You need a comfy chair.
Well, yeah, I do need a comfy chair. Although I can play games in this chair for much longer than 2.5 hours and not even notice it. I think they need to change the format up a bit. The chat show thing was kind of cool, but also kind of wrong for an expo. It didn't really fit. Yeah. They need to make sure that...
Maybe they need a regular show to just come out with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, maybe they need to make sure that people have their mics removed before they comment on... thank God that's over. Yeah, we got that done. Yeah. maybe they need to make sure the mics work so that the people don't have to get really close to the host and share their mic. And, other than that, Cuphead looked like bonkersly brilliant. Of course I loved, No Man's Sky. What's his name? The guy that started off with DayZ and is now doing Ion. That glitch that he talked about where if you touched another person, all their organs fell out. I thought that was hilarious. I love the fact that how long's the Xbox One been out? Couple of years? A year?
I believe it's two years this November.
After a couple of years saying that backwards compatibility is not gonna work, suddenly it works now. All we need to do is all the publishers need to do is say, yeah, you can use this game. It's like, well, that didn't seem that hard. Okay. And I like their little dig at Sony. Sony's TV thing. I know everyone took the piss out of Microsoft a couple of years ago for going on about TV, TV, TV. But let's face it, one of the E's in E3 is entertainment, and television is entertainment. So it counts. It's fine. You know, theater is entertainment for a lot of people. So is mime. For a lot less people, admittedly, but I liked their little dig at Sony, and the whole kind of being able to choose your package, the channels you want for the Sony thing, I thought was great. But I bet you can't just choose one channel.
Probably.
I know. When it comes to the UK, if I had a PS4 and a TV license, so that's going to be, what, 300 quid for the PS4 and then £120 a year for the TV license, and then whatever the subs are for the TV on the PS4, I bet I couldn't just choose the Discovery Channel. There's bound to be a minimum bundle where you've got to like choose 4 or 5 channels, and then you can add extra channels. Which is why I don't have a TV license or watch live TV, because, well, A, I'm either playing video games and miss stuff, or B, it's all utter shit anyway, or C, if I really need to watch it, I'll just watch it later on the internet, and I don't need a TV license for that, because either I'm breaking the law anyway, or it's on the BBC iPlayer or ITV player or one of the other players that exists. And in the UK, you don't need a TV license to watch anything that's like 2 hours after it's been aired. So I'm like, I'm fine with that. So, I guess, Cuphead, pretty fucking cool. I missed the whole Mass Effect thing. I'd probably be going apeshit about that if I'd seen it.
It's not that amazing. They only showed a little trailer, so. Jason just loves Mass Effect, so.
Part of me is thinking about picking up Gears of War Ultimate Edition, because I don't think I gave it a fair enough chance the first time round.
Yeah, this make things better on it, like, so we can do the co-op or something, that'd be awesome.
And also the fact that No Man's Sky is coming out on the same day on the PC as it is on the PS4, and actually a load of stuff that would, all of the things that were whatever console and PC, because there were loads. And it wasn't just Microsoft. There were a load of Sony ones as well. It was like coming first on PC. And yeah, I mean, it's always been a great time to be a PC gamer, but now it seems like Sony and
even better,
and Microsoft are actually noticing that a huge amount of people actually play games on the PC. I mean,
well, is it them or is it the people that are making the games? I mean,
well, I think it's probably the people behind the purse strings that have finally realized that actually, well, we thought loads of people pirated these games, but we found out that actually loads of people buy them because they're a little bit cheaper if you make it easy for them to buy it and you don't make them jump through hoops and, you can just get it. I mean, it's like, I don't know anyone that's pirated. I'm sure plenty of people have pirated The Witcher 3, but I personally don't know anyone that's bothered pirating it, because the price point was right. They're giving a load of extra stuff with it. Okay, yes, they said all the DLC would be free, and then announced an expansion, but there is a difference between an expansion and DLC, so I can forgive them that. And it's 20 quid. Okay, that's, what, 2/3 the price of the game? But I imagine it's going to be fairly big because the game is like climbing Mount fucking Everest. So yeah, it was an interesting E3. Most of it was spent, thinking about how numb my ass was. There was nothing really groundbreaking. Fallout 4, of course, looks amazing. And I can see myself spending a hell of a lot of time just like creating my own little villages and stuff, in the middle of doing all these different quests and things, and, you know, making my own house. And, you know, yeah, if you get it like big enough and safe enough, you get traders that'll come in that'll sell you stuff that you can't really get anywhere else, and we shall see. But what about you, Gary?
Yeah, so for me, Horizon Zero Dawn, that looks crazy awesome. It's gonna be a great game. I hope it's gonna be a great game. It looks like it's gonna be a great game, I guess I should say. For Honor, that looks just cool, and I'd like to play it and have some fun with it. Unravel, that looks adorable and great, and I really want to play that game. Hopefully it's gonna be, as good as I'm thinking it's gonna be. Fallout 4 is gonna be amazing. Fallout Shelter, I really wanna play that, and I can't. It was cool that they brought it out free to play. You don't have to spend any money on it. That's great. I really don't need to say more about Fallout 4 because we know that's gonna be an amazing game. Cuphead's gonna be,
style of Cuphead.
Yes, the 1930s, cartoon shit.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. That's something I'm really big into. Just old style stuff and, Fallout with their futuristic, you know, old time shit. I think that's just cool.
Yeah, futuristic old time shit.
Exactly.
Goddamn Tweety.
But that does it for the quest of the week. We're gonna get into TGM Checksa. I guess I'll take the first one, which is, Pebbles 9-10-10, the wife, she says, "I'm playing Fallout 3, because she's crazy, since the E3 announcement, oh my god, amazing."
And the next one, which I've just heard through the wonders of TeamSpeak 3, is from, Jason Johnson, aka Teflon 12, and he says, # TGM check, Gears of War Ultimate Beta, Mass Effect, the original on Xbox One, Halo Master Chief Collection, Elite Dangerous, Xbox One, and Massive Chalice, even. So, yeah, some games there.
Yeah, and, from there we're going to move into shout-out. So, Dan, you got a shout-out.
Well, you for buying me 7 Days to Die, which I haven't installed yet.
Neither have I, because I forgot to, even though I fucking did all the other ones.
I'll probably do it when I go to bed. Balo75 for give me a copy of Windborn, which I'm looking forward to trying it out. And to myself for buying this War of Mine. Gary, what about you?
Lee, for giving me Postal 2 for that lovely 99 cents. Overseas Connection, for having me on for the, they basically just hey, we'll have this guy on because he's a Nintendo fan. And I completely just I was so mean to Nintendo. I think it's those guys, it's their negative attitude towards Nintendo that made me hate Nintendo.
Bastards haven't had me on for fucking ages. I've got a decent mic now and everything.
Hey, I've never been on, okay. And I haven't even been on for a regular podcast. But yeah, and then Ethan, from Data Drain, which is part of Nintendo Oki. I'll be on there tomorrow while we're recording tonight. Because, we're gonna talk about Legend of Zelda, because they are a podcast that, goes over different, games and describes them and stuff like that. It's really cool. So I'm excited to be on there tomorrow. So, Well, for the week to come, Dan, where can we find you?
Well, as ever, I am Hardly Dan pretty much everywhere. Apart from on Skype, but I get enough, like, cam halls trying to get hold of. Okay, it's Dan K hyphen hyphen if you want to get me on Skype. Everywhere else is Hardly Dan. I'm probably going to be playing a lot of The Witcher, either through, good old games or Steam. But Twitter is probably the best way to get a hold of me. So, use that. It's HARDLYDAN. It's very easy. Gary, why don't you read out the litany of places people can get a hold of you?
So, AaronSan9 is the Twitter Star Citizen League Dangerous Underworld Tournament, or wherever. AaronSan9 is Steam, Skype, and AaronS1289 is Nintendo Network. In Minecraft, AaronS0289 is PSN. So, hey Dan, why don't you tell people... Yeah, you can wake up now. I'm going to cut out all that stuff. Why don't you tell people where they can find us?
Oh, how they can maybe get in contact with us as the show rather than individually. Well, it is kind of simple, although long-winded. For some reason, part of the Facebook bit's gone, but if you search for the Gamesman podcast, I believe that's what it is on Facebook, you will find us. And every now and then I put stuff on there. So check that out. And you use that to talk to us. If Facebook isn't your thing and you'd actually like to hear your voice on the show, you could always send us a voicemail. We always play them on the show. So, well, actually, we don't care what you say. It could be as offensive as you like, because it's not us saying it.
Because we're offensive people.
Well, no, it's just we're really hard to offend.
Yeah, that too.
So if you want to send us a voicemail, try to offend us or tell us something about some video games we've been missing out on or something you want us to do or whatever, or just you know, shoot the breeze. You can call the RPG hotline at 412-267-RPG1. That's 412-267-7741. Now, I must say, this goes through to Gary's mobile phone, so don't call him whilst he's at work. He'll keep getting these messages that will really annoy him. So, you know, don't call him while he's at work, because that'll really be good. If you live outside of the States or you don't have a, you know, international calling plan and calling a US number would cost you a frickin' fortune, you can either get to know me better so you can get to know my mobile number, or you can just send us an email. Our email address is thegamesmanrpg@gmail.com. And you can always, you know, if you've got a microphone, record what you would have sent on the voicemail, or ask us questions, send us stuff, you know, whatever. If you're a developer and you want to get in contact for being on the show, that's the best way to do it. If your fingers can't handle typing a proper email, you can always, you know, restrict yourself to 140 characters or less and tweet us. Our Twitter account is @TheGamesmanRPG, and we have 2 new followers this week. One annoyingly isn't called Loquacious, it's Lankus, which sounds like some kind of cross between Longestine and Couscous. And Tech Acute, which thank you very much for following us. Don't forget, you can also use Twitter to answer our TGM checks and TGM quests. which we haven't done this week because, quite frankly, we're tired of the whole thing at the moment. So, anyway, you can also check out our YouTube channel, which we haven't put anything up on there for ages because, well, my bandwidth is so incredibly low and my computer needs upgrading, so I can't really capture any gameplay at decent frame rates without getting something like an Elgato or Hopag or any of those other things. If any of those, if anyone's listening from any of those companies, you know, feel free to get in contact. But yeah, our YouTube channel is youtube.com/thegamesofanRPG. I hope to put something up there soon. I haven't put anything up there for ages. I think Gary, you were the last person to put anything up there. We've stopped putting our podcasts up there because they keep getting taken down because of the music. So,
yep.
Fucking sucks. Every now and then, actually, we haven't done this for a while either. We do a Twitch stream. It's Twitch.
You know, we still need to play Game of Thrones, so maybe that'll be the next one that comes
up. I know, because we've also got Life is Strange coming soon, and Borderlands. So yeah, check out the Twitch stream, twitch.tv/thegamesmanRPG, where we have no new followers. Anyway, I'm going to go and play some more of The Witcher. So
I'm going to finish this podcast. So that'll do it for the third quarter quail, or episode 79 of The Gamesman. On behalf of Harley Dan, I am Amaris. We are The Gamesman. Until next time, we ask,
what role will you play? You know, I mean, it's not like Star Wars where I'll start with episode 4.
Doesn't help that episode 4 was the first. I did not notice that until the first episode came out. Of course, I was really young anyway. But I didn't know it actually had episodes whenever I was younger. And then I saw, it was like episode 1. And then we watched like episode 4. I was like, wait, what? Maya was blown at like the age of 10 or something.
Oh, I forget how young you are.
Too young.
I was only 10.
Oh no, I think
it was a 16 teraflop gaming. Yeah, okay. Now I've got a fucking ad, fucking ad, fucking. Yeah.
Well, that's why you're Skypey. Piece of news.
With serious fancies, then. So, with, they've got to do a Let It Flow one.
I have Courtney Recorder.
For the period panties, they've got to have a Frozen one.
I will submit an idea to them for that.
Yeah.
Since I am a backer of them anyway, I'll see if I can do some. Anyway, the last piece of news, let's get out of this shit.
Maybe ones that start singing that song once they get moist.
That is fucked up. God, Rogue doesn't listen. Well, as soon as he heard period pain, he's probably turned off the podcast, but yeah.
It's like, you know, the protection fails and it's time to change, and your panties start singing, let it flow, let it flow. Well,
period panties don't have any protection. It's just,
I know, but
they're just panties with designs on them.
I
know, them.
But you're gonna be using some kind of protection, I imagine. And so when that starts, like, needs changing or whatever, it senses it and starts going, let it flow. So you're walking down the high street or you're doing your shopping and then suddenly your panties start singing, let it flow, let it flow.
That being the most embarrassing experience you could have.
Well, the next one, sorry, I'm in TeamSpeak and Teflon is singing at me. So I'm just going, I know, the
sultry tones of his just got you all mixed up.
Sorry, dude, recording a day early. Be with you in a bit. We're just doing the quest of the week and clean up.
is not fully satisfied with this podcast, please return any portion for a full refund.
Was the wheelchair go round and round?